Advocates working to address racial health disparities say a new study about black physicians is groundbreaking and a wake-up call. It finds that black people who live in counties with more black primary care doctors live longer. The research led by U.S. Health and Human Services helps make the case that diversity in medicine matters. Usha Lee McFarlane is a national science correspondent for our partners at STAT. She's been writing about this. Usha, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me again.
So this team of researchers found life expectancy increased by about 1 month for every 10% increase in black primary care physicians. Put that into context for us and explain why even just 1 month is significant.
Well, yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot, but they're looking at population levels. So if they find an entire population lives, you know, a month longer than they would have otherwise, that's a pretty large signal. They also found that death of all causes in their black populations that had more black physicians was reduced. And the discrepancies in how long people live between black and white people in counties was reduced. So the health of black populations really improved on a number of levels when there were more black physicians available.
And what are the theories about why black people who live in counties with even just a single black primary care doctor live longer?
I think that's the most interesting question. And this study, again, did not address that. It just found the association between the number of black physicians and health. And let me say that just even at the outset, they went out to look at every county in the U.S., which is about 3,100 counties. They had to exclude half the counties in the United States because they didn't have a single black physician from their analysis.
Wow.
So that was kind of a red flag right there that, you know, there isn't a lot of black physicians. And why they help, it's interesting. It's not like, I mean, maybe black doctors are superheroes, but it's not like one doctor's, you know, flying all over the county treating and saving lives all over the place. But the fact that their presence in a county helps, there's a couple ideas. One is that maybe that county, a county that supports black doctors where they can work and thrive, supports black lives in general. Maybe those doctors are advocating more, doing more health in the community. Maybe one thing that was really clear, the counties with more poverty had greater life expectancy with black doctors. And it's known that black doctors are more likely to see the poorest and sickest patients, people on Medicaid, for example.
I want to go back to this idea that half of the counties in the United States don't even have a single black doctor. Just reflect on that for a moment and tell me what kind of reaction you've gotten from folks when they hear a statistic like that.
Yeah, that really startled me. But then when I thought about it, you know, there's only 6% of the doctors in America are black, yet, you know, 12 or 13% of the population is black. It's for decades, there's been this disparity within, you know, who are doctors. Largely, they were mainly white and male. Then white females started becoming doctors. There's progress there. Asian men and women have become doctors. But for black, Latino, and indigenous populations, very few doctors exist. And I think it was funny when the study came out, you know, we, of course, put it on Twitter and there were a lot of memes like, I'm so shocked, I'm so surprised. And, you know, I get it because people were saying, you know, black people, we know this, we're not surprised. And yeah, we know there's not enough black doctors. We know there's huge health disparities in the black population. But what people were surprised by, including the, you know, the very accomplished black woman statistician who helped lead the study, including health researchers, health equity researchers who have been in the field for decades, I think they were shocked that the presence of even just a handful of black physicians in a county could help health on an entire population level. I think that's what really raised eyebrows and said, we have to just double and triple and quadruple our efforts to get more diversity within medicine.
Yeah. So how does this study connect to or reflect what we already knew about diversity in medicine?
I think it just really underscores it. And yeah, we have known this. I think there are a lot of people in the health equity world that are saying, okay, let's stop studying, let's stop gazing at the problem, and let's do something about it. Of course, it does take about a dozen years to train a doctor, so that's not going to change overnight. But people are working very hard. Many med schools are working very hard to increase the diversity of their classes. What people are worried about is an upcoming Supreme Court ruling that may rule out the ability to use race as a factor in admissions in medical schools and universities. And that could really set this even further back.
Usha Lee McFarlane is a national science correspondent for our partners at STAT. Usha, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.